Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Hope you had a great weekend. Yesterday, I did something I'm not too proud of today.
What'd you do?
We're with each other in our not-so-fine moments, too, right? Okay, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, if there's one thing that really sets me off. I pride myself on trying to be a calm and reasonable person most of the time.
I mean, out of the two individuals in this room right now, I would say you are normally the most calm, rational person.
But the thing that drives me bananas is when I get on the roadways, okay? I have a little bit of a road rage, if you will.
You do.
Especially when people run through red lines. I'm about to turn left from 16th onto Pennsylvania yesterday. I'm out in the middle of the intersection, minding my own business with my left turn signal on, and this woman, there's a guy crossing the street in his car, but he ran the red light. It was red. He had plenty of time to stop, and he still went, and I rolled down my window, and I might have shouted out stupid mother effer to him out my window.
That's not what I would envision from you at all. Like,
no.
When it comes to you, I see you in your most angry moments. I could see you rolling down your window and be like, excuse me, sir, that was very rude. Don't do that, please.
You know what the worst part about all this is?
What?
I was actually talking to my mother on the phone, and she heard me say that. I blacked out for like 4 seconds, ripped
was
off the stupid
like,
mother effer out my window. Person
what
obviously had
did
their head turned like they did nothing wrong. Oh, my mom didn't say anything, so she's like, have fun at the Colts game.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for your mom. She's like, what did I create?
Anyway, other than that, most of the time I'm pretty good about self-control. But
did
when
you
it comes
feel better
to,
after you got to the Colts game and had a beer?
When I ripped that off, it felt so nice. Sarah kind of looked at me funny, but I'm like,
she's
babe,
like, what are you?
Try not to hold that against me, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Good morning. What sets you off?
Well, people that tailgate or people that are driving too slow. Just everything.
Yeah, I feel you on people that go too slow.
That drives me nuts, too.
I'm trying to get where I need to go, and if you're going slow, then we cannot be friends. I mean, we do not bode well.
This is so funny to me, Emily, because I think this happens to a lot of people. My girlfriend, Sarah, such a nice person, but when it comes to road rage, she turns into the Terminator if people aren't going the speed limit or turning when they need to.
She gets her laser beams out.
Oh, it's hilarious. Emily, we appreciate the call. Have a great day, all right?
Thank you, too.
Hi, good morning, Ian.
What's going on?
Hey, what sets you off, man?
People who are just think they're above the rules, man. I can't stand it.
Like what? There has to be somebody in your life that makes you think of this.
See, I got fired from a job working as a server at a restaurant. One guy, he just, every day, he left his original duties to me, and it just set me off, and I ended up getting fired for it.
That's ridiculous.
That's lame. See, how does that stuff come back on you?
Did you go off on him?
Yeah. I may have called him a few choice names during the flash of tires.
Ian, just let it all out, bro. Say I'm the guy that you went off on. How did it go?
I called him a little bitch ass. He never did what he said. And I yelled out the front of the restaurant that be careful I don't slash your tires next morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
In a horror movie.
Ian, we appreciate the call. Have a great day, man.
Me too, guys.
Don't go to Ian's restaurant. He's hungry for revenge.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.